Today's America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening and for following us online. You go to our website, AmericaWeekend.com. You can catch up with podcasts of segments of previous shows you may have missed. For the last couple of years, there have been attempts to get your online favorite sites onto your TV. Because the bigger the screen, the better. Yeah, you're looking at stuff on your phone or your tablet, but that's, what, 4 inches, 7 inches, 9 inches. You could watch stuff on your tablet or on your laptop if you wanted to. Okay, now we're getting up to 13, 15 inches. But none of that compares with the 32, 42, or 52-inch screen that you have in your living room. Once you can get the internet on there easily, you've got a game changer. Well, this week, Google came out with a new device they call Chromecast, and Tony Bradley, who is a contributor to Forbes magazine, who writes about technology, has written a little review of it and joins me here today to talk about it. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You say in your piece for Forbes that the Google Chromecast device is a game changer. Why?
Well, bottom line, really just price, but also the Google brand. It's, you know, at $35, the device is a much easier impulse buy. I mean, I love Apple TV. I have two Apple TV units. My son has a Roku. So we have other devices, and they're affordable, but there's something you have to at least think about. You know, I mean, $100 for an Apple TV is, you know, you say, okay, is that device going to provide value for me or not? Yeah, it's worth $100. $35 is like, you know, you can just spend it kind of without thinking about it.
Okay. So Apple TV and Roku from Apple and Netflix, respectively, those are both set-top boxes. There are millions of them out there, but neither of them has been a really big hit. This Google Chromecast, to me, I haven't touched one yet, but I've seen pictures of it. It looks more like a thumb drive that plugs into the side of your TV, right?
It does. It's like a little dongle. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a USB thumb drive, except for that it plugs into an HDMI port. There is a power cord that comes off the back of it, so it's a little. The pictures you see of it are a little bit deceiving, and it took me a while to catch up on that too. But you do have to plug in off the backside to a USB power source, so you'll have a little bit more there. But yeah, it just plugs into the side of the TV. It does come with an extender cable, because some TVs, you know, the HDMI port is kind of tucked up in there, or, you know, you might not be able to get that dongle into the slot.
All right. Well, once I do have it in there and I want to watch stuff from my laptop or from my phone, you know, if I'm browsing around online and I find video of something, or if I want to stream Netflix to my TV without an internet connection that otherwise would connect to the back of my TV. Is Chromecast going to make that possible?
Chromecast makes that possible. It's somewhat limited right now because it only does YouTube, Netflix, and music and movies from Google Play. Those are the only four native Chromecast apps. But you can also basically stream anything from a Mac or Windows PC that you can show in a Chrome browser, because you can cast any tab from a Chrome browser to the Chromecast. So that really opens up a lot more options, because anything you can view in a browser, you can view on Chromecast.
So that's anything online.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, what about pictures that I have on, or videos that I have on my own computer? I'm not looking at it on the internet, but I've got it on my own computer. We go on vacation, and, you know, 30 years ago, you would have used the Kodak carousel that Don Draper showed off so brilliantly on Mad Men to show people your slides from your vacation. Now, of course, it's all digital photography, and you've got it in your phone, and you want to show people what that was like on your big TV. Can you do that?
Well, again, you know, using a sort of a combination of the tools, you can, because, again, anything you can put in the Chrome browser, you could display through the Chromecast. And so if you've uploaded your pictures to, you know, Google Drive, to, you know, what was once Picasa, or if you're using Flickr, or, you know, as long as you put those photos anywhere that you could access them from the web, then, yes, you could, you know, pull them up in the Chrome browser and watch them on the TV.
So in other words, the content is not going from my device to my TV. It's going from the cloud to the TV.
That is definitely true when it comes to the YouTube and the Netflix and the Google Play content. That's actually, you know, one of the differences between, say, using AirPlay from a Mac OS or iPad, iPhone, and using Chromecast is that even though you can use your Android or iOS device as a remote control with the Chromecast and you can tell it to play a Netflix movie, it is not actually streaming that movie from your iPhone or from your Samsung Galaxy S4 to the Chromecast. You're just telling the Chromecast to go get the content from the web.
Okay.
When it comes to streaming from the browser, I'm not positive if that's the way that works or not, because you still have to be able to control the browser and interact with the browser, and I'm not sure, I don't believe that the Chromecast has a native way to do that.
Okay. Now, anytime there's a new piece of technology, we always have to consider it's a new piece of technology. We also know that in the competitive world of technology, there are always going to be people who go, oh, you know what? That actually is pretty good. That's going to make us make our device better. So I'm sure that Apple, which considers Google a major rival, is working on something similar. We know that all these tech companies have been looking at TV as a frontier that they want to invade as much as they possibly can. Do we know of something in the Apple pipeline that would be comparable to Google's new Chromecast device?
I don't know of anything comparable to Chromecast. I mean, there have been rumors now for, you know, a year or two, possibly more, that Apple is working on an actual Apple TV, like an actual television set that has Apple built into it.
Yeah.
Which would be a totally, you know, different approach. And, you know, we've had Google TV set-top boxes in the past, and they've tried that approach. But you're right. I mean, everyone seems to be competing in this space now because, you know, you've even got, you know, Microsoft coming at it from the Xbox angle and Sony's coming at it from the PlayStation angle, and everybody wants to basically own your living room and be the focal point of all of your content.
All right, but the question is, do they want that access to me because it gives them more data about me and then they can sell more ads to me?
Well, I think it depends on the vendor you're talking about. Yeah, I think when it comes to Google, Google definitely has, almost everything Google does has an advertising component to it. I mean, that's sort of the driving motive behind Google. When it comes to, say, Microsoft and Apple, they're also selling the content, and Google is to an extent as well. So there's an advertising angle. There's also someone who has a Chromecast is going to be much more likely to buy their music and movies from Google Play, whereas someone with Apple TV is going to be much more likely to use iTunes, and someone with an Xbox is going to be much more likely to use, you know, Microsoft's Xbox Live. And, you know, so you sort of lock people into your own marketplace.
I'll tell you one part of this story that surprised me. I didn't know that when Google came out with this on Wednesday that they were offering people who bought their device for $35 three free months of Netflix streaming through the Chromecast. And I read this morning that that became so popular that Google sold out of the Netflix subscriptions they had bought, and that offer is already over.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, basically, the $35 device was really only about $11 if you count the Netflix part. And that was good for both existing and new customers, which was interesting because usually when you have a deal like that, it's only for new customers. The Chromecast basically sold out overnight. I mean, you could still find them in some places, but it took about 24 hours for most places to say they were passed.
I would think that Netflix would love this device because it's going to bring them more customers, because there are so many people who would like to be streaming stuff to their TV but just don't have an internet connection plugged into their TV or an internet ready television.
Well, I think it's a win for Netflix no matter what, because, you know, Netflix seems to be at the heart of the discussion. No matter which one of these devices or platforms we're talking about, Netflix is always the first one that comes up as, you know, that's why you use a device like this. So that's, yep. I mean, it's good for the Netflix brand. It'll be interesting to me to see as numbers come out, you know, how many of the Chromecasts purchases were new subscribers to Netflix versus existing subscribers, and sort of, you know, to your question, what has the impact been to Netflix in terms of net new subscribers?
Yeah, I certainly don't think it's going to hurt them in any way. Tony Bradley, contributor to Forbes magazine, Houston-based analyst and marketing consultant and writer about technology. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Paul Harris, America Weekend.